A desperate plea to the West. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Please come and save us.
Elena Ganes, a Ukrainian mother speaking to Fox's Neil Cavuto, she and her children are hiding from Russian forces in an underground bomb shelter in Kyiv.
The aggressor, Russia, attacked Ukraine without any reason for this, simply because they want us to be their territory.
Today has been relatively quiet, but it's dark now across Ukraine.
There was a very large battle that took place on one of the main roads last night, and we came across one of the Ukrainian vehicles that was riddled with bullet holes and blood all around the vehicle, indicating this was really where the epicenter of last night's fighting was. We also visited that apartment complex that was hit with a missile early this morning, and again, no one was killed, but the array of destruction in this area, just a taste of what the Ukrainian people are dealing with today, not only in the capital of Kyiv, but also across the entire country.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Javelin missiles will be part of the latest $350 million aid package sent to Ukraine from the U.S. That's according to a senior defense official.
The Netherlands also announced they'll supply 200 anti-aircraft missiles known as Stingers as quickly as possible to Ukraine. And Belgium's also pledging 2,000 machine guns and 3,800 tons of fuel. Beyond weapons, Ukrainians, though, are pushing really hard for the U.S. and NATO to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine and also banish Russia from the SWIFT international banking system.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A mysterious disappearance in Iran. Family members of a free speech activist say he went missing on Wednesday after criticizing a proposed bill by government hardliners to implement highly restrictive internet policies. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As conservatives gather at an annual conference in Orlando, many are criticizing President Biden's response to the Ukraine crisis.
He should resign before his weak leadership and poor decision-making drag America back into another needless war.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, former President Trump will speak at CPAC tonight. More social media restrictions are being reported in Russia. Twitter says it's working to fix the issue to keep the service safe and accessible. Moscow is also limiting access to Facebook, which is a major platform for dissent. As protesters take to the streets around the world to denounce Russia's invasion of Ukraine, some countries, including Canada, are encouraging people to stay away from a popular Russian product.
Ontario's finance minister directing liquor control officials to have stores remove Russian vodka and other Russian alcoholic products. The Canadian Press saying those products will be yanked from nearly 700 stores across the province. Stores in Manitoba, New Brunswick, British Columbia, and Newfoundland were also taking similar action. In the U.S., liquor store owners in Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan are among retailers pulling hundreds of dollars worth of Russian vodka off of their shelves. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
From the hard stuff to the hot stuff, employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix have voted overwhelmingly to form a union. Pro-union leaders say workers deserve the right to collectively bargain on issues like benefits, seniority pay, and pandemic safety protocols. A spokesman for the coffee giant says Starbucks will respect the process and bargain in good faith. He went on to say he hopes the union does the same. The organizing effort first took off at a Starbucks store in Buffalo, New York. Multiple polls show union approval is high among younger workers. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.